New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. My co-host Andrea is away today. Before I bring in our guest, I want to mention our sponsor, Nature Clean. They have been making wonderful chemical-free cleaning products and personal care products since 1963. Their ingredients are naturally derived from plants and minerals. They are effective, they're environmentally friendly, and they are approved by the USDA as being bio-based products, and all their products are vegan, not tested on animals. So for more information, visit them online at natureclean.ca. Joining us again is Dr. Cass Ingram. Yay! Hi, Dr. Ingram.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, so last time we talked about oil of oregano, we talked about cold and flu season, and this time we are talking about heart attack season. Holy cow. Tell us a little bit about why this is called, or why you call this a time of year heart attack
season. Well, for whatever reason, the majority of heart attacks seem to occur around December, January. It could be some change in weather, and it could be the drop in the sunlight and then leading to some depression. It could be dietary. There's a tremendous amount of alcohol and sugar that's consumed at this time, chocolate and so on. And some of this can be hyper-irritating, and especially sugar is extremely dangerous to the cardiovascular system. But a lot of people don't know that there are, it would be a great idea to cut back on the sugar and the excessive consumption of carbohydrate and alcohol, and we should do that. But I don't think that many people know about nature's number one tonic or therapy for the cardiovascular system. We're taking garlic, we're using cayenne, but actually the number one thing is black seed. Do you know anything about it?
I don't.
Black seed?
Black seed? From the, what is that?
Well, it's from the Mediterranean. It's the buttercup. In the buttercup family, it's commonly known as black cumin, but it's not cumin. It's was originally a wild plant, and then they harvested it, and it's been used since ancient pharaoh's times. And back in biblical and pharaoh times, they used it as an antiparasitic, definitely helped with skin health. It happened to be Nefertiti's and Cleopatra's beauty secret for their face, hair, and nails. Black seed oil. But what I have demonstrated, and the science is there, is that in the black seed miracle that I published there, is that black seed oil is exceptional for cardiovascular function. It has a substance known as thymoquinone, and thymoquinone acts on the mitochondria inside the heart muscle to increase oxygenation, and it works on the brainstem, on the cardiac centers. Now, it's extremely similar to coenzyme Q10, you know. You've heard of that.
Oh, is it? Yes.
Yeah, CoQ10 for the heart. But this is a vegetable form, and I found it to be even more active. But you see, you've got your Prophet Muhammad who said that it cures everything but death. Well, no, what did he mean by that? Because, if you look at it, it seems to be excellent for the cardiovascular system. It's anti-tumor. It does help fight Syndrome X. It supports pancreatic function. It's excellent for the kidneys. Anybody with kidney trouble can be using black seed oil. And it's an antiparasitic, and it's good for the gut, and it's antispasmodic for the lungs. So there's a lot of benefits to this oil, and it's not the typical olive oil or anything like that. It's more of a medicinal bitter once you press it out. And it's rich in alkaloids, rich in substances like nigelone and alpha-haridin. But it's this thymoquinone that I'm targeting. So typically, the best black seed oil is cold-pressed, fresh black seed oil. Mm-hmm. So I found it to be an exceptional anti-hypertensive. And then when it was combined with two other key components, muscadine grape skin extract and pomegranate. So now you have thymoquinone plus the punicalagins from pomegranate and the ellagic acid in there. Then you have that resveratrol-rich and muscadine. You have everything. all in one.
Wow.
Actually, it's known as Black Seed Cardio Plus, Black Seed Oil Cardio Plus. And that substance is really, I mean, we, during the season especially, we have to be taking weak cardiac cases or people with a history for stroke, heart disease, or aneurysm, or atherosclerosis, or coronary artery disease. We should be taking this as a prevention. The punicalligans and pomegranate are also important because they keep the arterial walls elastic. Now, so you have your black seed oil working on the heart, then you have your punicalligans and your muscadine, your resveratrol-rich muscadine, working on the arteries. And you have to have both, don't you, when you think about it? The arteries are 60,000 miles long. If you put them end-to-end in the human body, that's over twice the center of the Earth. So the center of the Earth is 25,000 if you go all the way around, miles. So go around twice. That's how many arteries you've got. So if they break down, you're in trouble, and they're going to break down. So we have to have something we could do on a regular basis to keep them in play. Otherwise, the heart's going to have too much difficulties.
Right.
So if we can work on the heart and the cardiac centers in the brain, and at the same time we're working on... Now, thymoquinone, let's go back to that, is rich in oxygen, you see?
Right.
And oxygenated compounds are needed by the cardiac muscle as it does its work in the mitochondria. You have that. Now, I have had experience with this. I've been using black seed oil. I prefer the Cardio Plus myself, but just the oil for hypertension for, I don't know, three decades, where I take people with blood. Yeah, I mean, they have blood pressure of like 200 over some crazy thing, 150 or 220 over something, and they go down to basically to normal. But I usually have to give a lot, like a couple tablespoons twice a day. That's why you got to make sure you get the right, quality. And also, I've been using it for rapid heart rate. Now, I'm not trying to interfere with what our cardiologists are doing. Let them do what they do. But, I mean, what the hey? Medicine has side effects. Why not have an alternative,
Yeah. No, so, I agree. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. People with high heart rate, 100, they're coming down to 60. Or 58 to 62 without exercise. That's significant.
Oh, wow. That is significant.
That's
really significant.
No harm in it.
So, Well, that's good. I mean, okay, so who is the right candidate for this then? Obviously, I mean, somebody who knows they have
I'm not going to practice medicine on the radio. I'm just going to tell you from me as a doctor.
Okay.
I would say if I had patients, anybody with a family history of cardiovascular, why not?
Right.
Anybody with a current history of coronary artery disease or arterial disease, what are you waiting for? And those who want a natural support for their blood pressure or their rapid heart rate or their cardiac arrhythmia, would you not consider such a thing? And somebody with syndrome X, with high homocysteine and blood sugar going up and blood pressure is going up, all that, prediabetes or even diabetes, what's it going to hurt to take some black seed extract. Now, this is not, some people think it's black sesame. No, it's not that. It's not a food. It's an herbal seed that matures to a black color, and you press the oil. And you find
it. I see. Well, wait, where do you get the seed?
They come from the Turkey or from Ethiopia or so many places.
Oh, wow.
See? Yeah.
Have you been to those places? Haven't you? You've traveled,
right?
Oh,
I've been there. I have been there, and I've seen it. And it's a beautiful plant. It's not a very big thing. And nowadays, the villagers grow it in the remote areas, and they winnow it out, and they send the seed to the factory, and the factory extracts the oil, and it comes. The big player is North American Urban Spice since 1997. You know how they have those commercials since since 1902. They were the first big company with black seed oil, and they know the business. But they have theirs extracted overseas in their own factory. brought over fresh and then bottled. But I like their Cardio Plus, Black Seed Cardio Plus, because I want that pomegranate and the muscadine to get all those fruit flavonoids and those fruit polyphenols to go along with the black seed and to make it taste more like a balsamic vinegar, because the taste is not that great. And so I would, that one you could taste into your soup at the end, into, you don't cook with it, of course, into your salad,
right?
On your, at the end of your stir fry, that type of thing. And
well, is there a capsule form so you don't have to taste it?
Well, there's a capsule of black seed oil, of black seed, 1,000 milligram gel cap. You can check their website, and that's there. And they also have a children's drops, micellized into Yakon or for sheepish adults. So there's ways to get around the taste. And if you don't mind the taste, you can just get pure black seed oil. And the benefit there is not only internal, but you can play around with it topically. Case history. I had a woman who had a desire to look even more beautiful. She was 60-something. She knew about Cleopatra and Nefertiti, the black seed oil was the secret. So she kept slathering the black seed oil. We ought to try this, the oil of black seed onto her face. She was, I think, using the one that has a bit of rosemary and oregano just to add to the power. It comes in a 12-ounce container. She kept using it and using it, and her skin peeled off. All that dead skin peeled off like in the movies, you know, the monster movies. And she sent me a picture. She looks 20 years younger, actually.
Wow.
Putting the black seed oil
on her face.
Every day she put it on. Now, I don't know. I know that Cleopatra used it and such. I have to do more research on this. But I can tell from her picture she looks younger. So perhaps a person could, you know, use the Cardia Plus to really rev up the health of the insides, and use the pure black seed oil with bitter rosemary and oregano is the one I prefer, topically, on the face, the hands, the nails, if you want. You know, some people don't want to do something oily, but if you've got the discipline, you could do that every night for the face, you see. And it's so simple.
Cool.
There's no creams, there's no chemicals, there's no million-dollar items in there. It's just black seed oil, you know?
Okay, black seed oil. Yeah. All right, now we talked about, on the last show, we were talking about oil of oregano. You were talking about dosage. So talk to us about, what's a regular, like, preventative dosage for your heart?
For prevention, a couple of gel caps a day, 20 or 40 drops of the micellized in Yakon a day, and couple teaspoons, or even a teaspoon a day. But for cardiovascular support, I think a tablespoon or two would be the better. And then maybe after a while we get stronger. We should always have a tablespoon a day for cardiovascular, because even the monounsaturates in there help fuel the cardiac muscle. And then you want the pomegranate muscadine. And if it's a tough case and they need tough support, then a couple tablespoons a day, or even two tablespoons twice a day. Nothing wrong with that. Don't listen to the internet. There's nothing wrong with good quality black seed oil if you take it every day, and even if you take a lot of it. It's just black seed oil.
Well, what's the internet saying?
Some stupid thing about take it on and off, and you can take too much. How are you going to take too much? If you take too much, you're going to have nice bowel movements. You clean out the parasites. And it'll improve your overall health, and your skin will improve, and your hair will, benefit. So check it out.
There's also
a black seed oil shampoo and conditioner to check out, of all things.
Really?
That I love using. When I travel, that's what I take with me. Yeah.
Oh, I'm obsessed with hair and skincare. Really obsessed. That's awesome.
Well,
what have you noticed in your hair, Dr. Ingram?
There must be something to it.
Yeah, but what have you noticed in your hair since you've been using it?
Well, I had terrible hair loss. It seems to have stemmed some of that. It seems to
really?
Have. And just the texture and the manageability of these curls is superior, and I just love it. I love how it feels. And the scalp is so much healthier than it was. But it's black seed oil shampoo and conditioner. You need to send me some
because I will rave if I like it. And my hair, I'm so picky. I am so picky. I will rave.
Somebody make sure and send
like
you
heck.
Some because you'll rant. You'll rant and rave. But you leave a little bit. You leave a little of that conditioner in. Don't rinse it out.
Oh, see, I love that.
Yeah.
And it obviously doesn't have a bunch of nasty stuff in it. So that's really good.
I can't stand the chemicals. I'd rather just rinse with hot water at the hotels than use the miserable stuff. So that's why now I decant down to the 2-ounce level some oil of black seed scalp. It's called Scalp Cleanse. That's the name, whatever. Scalp Cleanse oil of black seed shampoo and conditioner. So you got the shampoo and conditioner. You got your gel caps for the sheepish. You've got your micellized 2-ounce bottle for the children and for the wimpy adults. And then you have your Cardia Plus. And that's the time of the year it is. Support. Don't get a stupid heart attack when you could prevent it. Get rid of the sugar
right.
and alcohol. Yeah. Get off all that stupid Christmas candy. Get off. And just eat the paleo diet and then have your black seed oil. You know, have some fruit salad, some whipping cream, natural whipping cream with some honey for some. If you get some natural ice cream here and there that's with coconut sugar or something, agave, that's acceptable.
Right.
But this time we eat too much sugar, and then we end up blowing our heart out or getting a stroke. I'm telling you.
You are so right. I tell you, people don't get it about the sugar. They just don't get it.
If you eat a big piece of pie, you're going to get 12 to 15 teaspoons of white sugar. Then if you have a couple sodas, already you have almost a third of a cup of pure white sugar in your system right now. It'll kill you. Maybe not today, but eventually. Now, some people, they have the genes, but most of us can't handle it. I, for one.
Yeah.
Keep me away from the refined sugar.
It's tough. I know. I tell that to my daughter. She's 15 over and over. And yet she'll be like, oh, I went to my friend's house and ate this and that. And I'm like, ugh. You know, it's very frustrating. It's hard.
Can't handle it. Our adrenals can't handle it. Our bodies can't handle it. And the fungus loves it. But I'm just telling you, we have so many people who die prematurely from cardiovascular, stroke, and heart disease. We could be preventing all of it.
Right. And you mentioned the paleo diet. So that's the way Andrew
paleo
and I both...
Paleo diet or high fat diet and protein to get off the sugar. Come on. And that's
right.
a good diet for the cardiovascular, the heart and lungs, the heart and arteries. And what harm is there? You're having, you know, grass-fed meat. You're having your bone broth. You're having vegetables. You're having some fruit. You're having some low-carb grains. I mean, what's the difference? That's like what the people used to eat 10,000 years ago. And it's all whole food. So
right.
So cut back on the carbs or you end up with a diabetes or heart disease. That's just the way it is. Who's going to, you know, it's the way it is. Can't do anything about it.
When you were growing up, Dr. Ingram, did you know that you wanted to work in health? Like, did you just...
No,
like,
I had
did you
no
first
idea
this...
what was going on. I was telling people to quit sugar and quit white flour and to eat right, but I had no clue until somebody slapped me up the nose and said, you better get a medical degree. You can't just, you know, be a slave laborer. Get out there and get educated. And And then, you know, I was inspired. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't.
Yeah.
Nobody in my family got educated. They made fun of educated people.
So, oh, really?
Oh, yeah. This was my mom said, you got to go to school. You know, but you know, she's illiterate, and dad was running bars, and my uncle was not literate much. So all the people around me, but some wonderful savants and strangers took me under their wing and said, you need to go get a medical degree. You have the potential.
Oh.
And I really didn't understand what they were talking about. But I ended up being an osteopathic physician. I couldn't trade it for the world. And I've written all those books, now 30 books, including The Black Seed Miracle. That's the one I want you to focus on. The Black Seed Miracle. And for the cardiac, How to Eat Right and Live Longer. The original paleo diet. I wrote the book in 1989. So if you want to go to the source before it became trendy, how to eat right and live longer. How to Eat Right and Live Longer stated the case against refined carbohydrates for the destruction of human health. So hit that black seed oil for your better health.
Okay.
Get on How to Eat Right and Live Longer. Get on the black seed oil miracle, KazIngram.com. Go to KazIngram.com. And for product information, try oreganol.com. And you can learn a little bit more there. Yeah.
Now, can we get the black seed oil at the oreganol.com, or is that separate?
You can get whatever you want, and you can go into your health food store, like Natural Grocers and some of these other stores, Mom and Pa Health Foods, another, check your independent retailer, and say, I'd like the North American Herb Oil of Black Seed Gel Caps, their plain black seed oil. The one with the rosemary and oregano is even better for the face. And the Cardio Plus, they should be able to help you.
Okay. Great. And what's your website, Dr. Kass?
It's just KazIngram.com. Don't pay monumental prices for my book. Up to $3,000 they're selling. Just pay the $20 or whatever. Go to KazIngram.com. Yeah, they're selling my book, scalping them for thousands of dollars. Don't pay attention. You can get them for the standard retail price or less at KazIngram.com. Don't bother with the Amazonian. It's a wild west of insanity. Go to my website so I can take care of you with my videos, with my blogs, whatever. When I have a chance, I mostly write books. And also with the proper retail price.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like a plan.
KazIngram.com, oreganol.com.
It's great.
Well, you would be passionate, too, if you just drank 2 tablespoons of black seed oil Cardio Plus. You'd be trying to smack the wall down. You'd be so strong. Yeah. Take your black seed oil. Yeah.
Okay, I will.
Use
Thank you, Dr. Kass. I love putting oils on my skin. I really do.
Yeah,
I notice a big difference.
Use that. Let's do a double-blind study. Just use the black seed oil for a couple of months, then let's talk about it.
That'd be very interesting. Excuse me. That'd be very interesting. I'd like to see that.
And take it internally. Take it internally, too. It does help beautify and improve the health from the inside out.
Oh, I do love the beauty inside out. That is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dr. Kass, thank you. I want to thank our sponsor again, Nature Clean. Check them out at natureclean.ca. Remember, they are wonderful products. They are naturally derived, and that's what we want here on Naturally Savvy. Everybody, thank you for listening. Check us out, review, subscribe, all that good stuff, and stay well.